You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, and today we come to our message on the cross. This is something that every born-again Christian ought to do and should do. That is, boast in the cross. Indeed, it is the only thing that we are to boast in. We're not to boast in our money, our talents, or our worldly achievements, the house we live in, or the car we drive. But we are to boast in the cross. We're not even to boast in our churches or our religious organizations. Now, I love the Free Presbyterian Church. It's the place where God has saved me and brought me into service. But I only can love it as far as it represents and preaches the cross of Christ. The Apostle Paul put it well, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." The cross, to some, is a hindrance to success. But to those who believe and are redeemed by the blood of the cross, it is the only way to success. If we were to preach prosperity and make sinners millionaires, and they missed the cross, they would be in hell for all eternity. I wonder then, is it possible that you may be missing the cross of Christ? Let's apply a few tests. First, do you understand that there is no other way for God to reconcile guilty sinners to himself other than appointing the death of his own Son? I believe, and the Bible to me is very clear in this point, that God spared not his own Son, sending him to die on Calvary, and God poured out his wrath upon our Lord Jesus, because sin must be judged. A righteous and holy God has no other way to deal with sin than to judge it. This argument revolves around the character of God. The Bible reveals that God is impeccably righteous and can never commit an unrighteous act, nor can he wink at sin in the sense of letting it pass. He is not a judge who can turn a blind eye to allow justice to fail or fall into disgrace. God would cease to be God before he would cease to be righteous. He would cease to be holy if even one sin went unpunished. So, in infinite grace, God found a way to fulfill his own holy standard of righteousness by God himself becoming the victim on whom judgment falls. Yes, that is right. The judge stepped from the bench and took the sinner's place, and in his own person takes all the punishment due to the criminal. That was you in the dock, convicted, tried, and found guilty. And that was you that deserved the wrath of God and hell forever due to sin. But at the cross, Jesus died in your place. The cross is therefore the place where love and justice meet. Justice is followed, law is satisfied, and out of infinite mercy, you are represented in the death of Christ. Until you see that and rejoice in that, you are missing the cross of Christ and have no part in its wondrous scheme. The hymn writer put it wonderfully. One day, when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. Word became flesh, and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living he loved me, dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, O glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering anguish, despised and rejected. Bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Hands that healed nations stretched out on a tree and took the nails for me. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, O glorious day.